Well, David Shapiro, there we have it. We've got a new trust, antitrust czar. Continuously reminded, David Shapiro said he would have voted for Kamala Harris had he had a vote in the United States. Trump's there. He's won. Your clients are delighted, no doubt, at what's happened in the past week. Is it overdone?
No, it's eased the pain. But you know, Alec, I think as we go through the post-mortem, you realize just how bad the Democrats were and how America voted. It had nothing to do with the abortion rights. It had nothing to do with those elements, his character. It all had to do with the economy, and particularly at the low end of the market where people couldn't afford prices anymore. They were worried about immigration, the safety. So there were a lot of factors that are coming through which highlight how the Democrats just neglected or called it wrong. And you're finding the world shifting, you know, certainly opinion shifting towards Trump. I think there are a lot of good things. I love this deregulation issue. It's something that really stuck in my throat, particularly with big companies. You know, I'm a great believer that large companies drive the economy because they make money, they put into R&D, and they develop new industries. And as we see, Europe likes to break them up. And I think Europe's going to be perhaps one of the areas of this market or this economy that's going to suffer, you know, with a weak China and now with the Trump tariffs and also putting pressure on them. So I'm in favor of that. I think that I don't think the companies have abused their authority. You know, there's a lot of competition within them. So the deregulation is one of the big drivers. The banks, Alec, was the other story because, number one, you're going to have lower taxes and also deregulation, which allows them to use their money, which they had put, you know, put aside for productive ways and also to grow the economy is one of the reasons we saw banks very, very strong. So I think that was part of it. The other part, small caps, into the Russell 2000, because smaller businesses now will be able to cope better as imports imports face excise duties or higher tariffs and that. So that's why small caps are going. Tech as well, because of the deregulation. But the other thing is interest rates are coming down as well, you know, which has also been quite a stimulus for the market. We expect more. I know Powell was very stoic, didn't give anything away, and he's going to continue his path. But that's also a big driver of the growth that we are seeing. So a lot of things in favor of this market going better still.
David, you mentioned Jerome Powell. He's the Federal Reserve Chairman. He was asked a number of times at the press conference, or at least twice that I heard, why doesn't he resign because Trump wants to get rid of him? The people who believe in federal or Reserve Bank independence or the central bank independence are very concerned at this, because if you get a politician who starts overspending on the one hand and then pumps interest rates or drops interest rates lower on the other, it can be massively inflationary and longer term can really hurt you. Is there a threat that Jerome Powell will be kicked out, and indeed that could affect not just America, but because it's so important, the rest of the world?
Look, he won't get kicked out. I think he goes right through to 2026 and he'll stay along that way. I don't think Trump will start to interfere. I think that was more bluster than anything else. He wanted rates to come down faster than they have. I think the pace that we're seeing now is comfortable and the market's telling you that. You know, another one in December, we'll see. Probably the market's pricing in another 100 points is just 1%. So, and one has to watch inflation. I think the last thing, can you imagine in our country if the governments had got control of the Reserve Bank, you know, of Lesetcha? Can you imagine what would have happened here? That's an indication. They would have just gone mad, bring rates down. Inflation would have gone through the roof. So I think that's a very stable force to have an independent Reserve Bank. And America won't allow it, you know, regardless. There still are those circuit breakers, even though Trump might control all three pillars.
And I guess on the other hand, it's perhaps a little bit of moral suasion there. The Trump stocks, I want to ask you about this. Trump media, up 82%. Lots of speculation. It's worth $7 billion. Lots of speculation that there's going to be a deal with Elon Musk's X, or formerly Twitter. Do we put much credence onto that? Can Trump engineer something like that? We know the bromance with Elon is very close.
The one thing you can't ignore is the momentum behind what's happening here. And whether or not this eventually leads to anything, I don't know. There's so many different media channels now that it's very hard to decide which one's going to go. He's got momentum behind it, and it would pay to just go along for the ride. But where we are in a year or two, I don't. It's difficult to call.
Your call on Tesla up another 8% on Friday, 33% on the week, and Palantir up 42% on the week. Is this excessive?
No, I like Palantir because I can understand it. With Tesla, I don't know where it's going to go. That's why. Because number one, Trump is a pump, pump, pump. He wants to pump oil. He wants to pump, which is not exactly where Elon wants it to go. So the other thing is Elon's got a lot of factories in China. How's that going to play out? Electric vehicles starting to slow down now. I think people are finding it's not that easy, particularly if you're going long distances. So, in a one soundbite, it's not going the way that everybody thought. So, but on the other hand, Elon is into AI in a big way, which is a massive growth area. His computers, his exposure to battery storage and things like that. But it's all counter where Trump wants to be. So I'm trying to work out, where do we see Elon? He wants renewable because he's got the battery storage. He's got the electric vehicles, the robo-taxis and everything. But Trump's not, he's not in the same camp. So you with SpaceX, I can get my head around. But I think there's a lot for us to digest. But Palantir, I like, very much so. It's got a good future, and a lot of businesses like that, I think, are still going to go. We're not over this whole AI story. This is only the beginning.
David Shapiro with Sasfin Wealth, bringing us up to date on the Trump bump.